Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
There's been a lot of conflict over the past year. We've faced off with family and friends over political candidates, racial justice, mask wearing, physical distancing, and other issues. And now we're living with uncomfortable divisions in our relationships. The hopeful news is that we're not doomed to remain apart. I'm Martha Menikas Foster, and today on Family Life's Inside Out, I'm speaking with Rob Reno, book author and co-founder of Visionary Family Ministries. His 2020 book on reconciliation is titled Healing Family Relationships. Welcome to Inside Out, Rob.
Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to talking with you.
Rob, I'd like to think, you know, a crisis brings out the best in people and brings people together, but we're incredibly, and in some cases, energetically divided. Why not just write off these relationships as too damaged to mend, even if they're between family members? Why go through the effort to work to mend them?
Well, when it comes to our churches and our families, we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And part of the way he does that is by dividing. So underneath the surface with these conflicts in our homes and conflicts in our churches is the enemy's attack against the gospel, the enemy's attack against the kingdom of God. And the enemy always strikes the base. He strikes manhood, womanhood, marriage, the family, the church. So we have to be aware that some of these disagreements we're having, some of these frayed relationships we're having, some of these conflicts we're having, there's a deeper battle, there's a deeper war going on than what we might think, whether it's the war over masks or the war over politics or things like that, that at the end of the day, God's people are called to seek peace, if possible, with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially in our families, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of passing faith through the generations.
So that just leads me right into, you've probably even partially answered this. So a lot of people are divided, a lot of people who love each other very much. But how does following Christ make a difference in the way that we look at these divisions?
Yeah, well, especially at home, understanding that God put our families together and that God loves our families. And the only chance that we have for reconciliation and healing human relationships is the fact that we've been forgiven for our sins through Christ, that Christ has reconciled us to our Heavenly Father. And people who have been forgiven much, as every believer has, are then able to forgive much. And it's part of living out, you know, part of living out the gospel message is being people of forgiveness. And the Christian family, you know, Martha, me and my wife Amy, we've been married 26 years. We have 7 children. Now, my oldest is married and out of the house and off the payroll. but we've got this big family, and not a day goes by where we don't have conflicts of one kind or another. You put this many sinful people under the same roof, you get a lot of sin. Mm-hmm. And so we, the Christian family, has to become an expert in giving and receiving forgiveness. If we don't become an expert in that, anger, bitterness, division, all those things are not far behind.
I know that some people are going to say, but yes, this is so important. You know, I can't go past this on this disagreement, or this is essential, whatever it is that they feel that this is. How do you respond to that?
Well, those things happen. Now, Romans 12:10 says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with all people. So there's a few phrases in there that God gives us. One is, if possible. Mm-hmm. You may have a family member that doesn't want to live at peace with you. One of the big areas in our counseling ministry right now that we're dealing with is parents who are calling us, telling us that their adult children, their 20-something children, are divorcing them, and that's the phrase the adult children use.
Really?
because of the parents' political views, that they say, as long as you continue to hold these views, we are not going to have any kind of relationship with you. Now, that is a horrendous, heartbreaking situation, but that's a very difficult one because of that passage. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with all people. So here you have a child saying, I don't want to be at peace with you. So the Lord really focuses our attention on our part in these relationships. In other words, if a relationship with your sister or brother is broken, don't let that be because of you. And one of the action areas that we really encourage our kids to do and try to do ourselves is to pray for our own hearts in these conflicts. Mm. You know, Jesus gives this example. You know, Peter comes to Jesus, and they have this conversation about forgiveness. And Jesus says, hey, why are you so obsessed over the speck in your brother's eye when you've got a log in your own eye? In other words, it's so easy for us to see the problems of our family members. We see the things they're doing wrong so clearly, but we have this huge blind spot to what we're doing wrong. Mm-hmm. So like if Amy and I, my wife, if we're in a conflict together, you know, the reason why we're in a conflict is because of something she did.
Of course. Obviously.
This, of course. Yeah. So this conflict is 100% her fault, 0% my fault. Okay?
Of course.
And as soon as she sees that, we'll be able to move on.
So yeah, your wife and my husband are so much alike then.
Yeah, well, good. We're kindred spirits. We both understand. No, you see, we so clearly see what the other person's doing, mm-hmm. right? And we are so blind to our part of the conflict. Rarely are things 100-0. So part of a very practical prayer strategy is, God, would you show me my part in this conflict with my spouse, with my parent, with my child? It's probably not 100-0. Maybe it's just my bad reaction or something. But Jesus' focus there is not figure out who's more at fault. Is this 90-10 or 50? His focus is pay attention to your part of the conflict. Take responsibility for that before the Lord. Ask forgiveness from your family member before focusing on what the other person's doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just reset for those listening. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Inside Out podcast on family life, and I'm talking today with Rob Reno, co-founder of Visionary Family Ministries and the author of the 2020 book, Healing Family Relationships. Now, Rob, we've started to talk about some practical steps because certainly prayer and prayer about our own part in things is a very practical step. But can you walk us through a few more practical steps that can help move us closer to the family members that we see across the divide?
Sure. One of the things that a lot of family members don't do when they're in conflict is that they don't ever try a direct approach to seek healing. So they will say, things aren't good with me and my sister, or things aren't good with me and my dad. They'll say, I wish things were better. And then one of my questions in a counseling setting is, well, have you tried talking to your sister mm-hmm. and going to your sister and saying, hey, you know what, things are just tense with us right now, and I don't have a magic formula to fix that, and I'm sure I've caused some of this problem too, but I just wish that we had a closer relationship, and from my side of this divide, I would like things to be better. And you'd be surprised how rare that is, that people have actually just gone to a person with a humble heart. A lot of us grew up in, you know, sweep it under the rug family systems. So there's a big blow up. We don't address it. You know, imagine this sweep it under the rug illustration. You've got a big room and there's a rug in the middle, and every day at the end of the day, you go around and you sweep the dust from the floor under the rug.
Okay.
Well, that's fine for a day, maybe fine for a month, but pretty soon that rug is 2 inches off the ground, right, with the mm-hmm. last 6 month dirt. And then if anybody steps on it, out blows the dirt and everybody sweeps it back under again. A lot of Christian families work like that. They don't ever actually say, hey, we've got a conflict here. We've got a problem. I don't have a magic wand for fixing it, but I just want you to know that my heart for you is that we would heal and forgive and reconcile. Now, you don't know what the other person's going to say, but at the very least, you have taken a proactive, practical, direct step to seek healing.
Right, and it's a risk, though. I mean, that's probably why we either do what you're saying, which is sweep it, or as you bring up in the book, we triangulate. We go to the other sibling or we go to the other parent, but we don't go directly because, well, I'm guessing there's risk there, right?
No, it's significant risk, absolutely, because we know that the relationship has been hurtful and it's been strained and it's been painful. And what do you do if you go to your father and you say, hey, Dad, I wish things were better between us and I wish we didn't have this tension, and your father gives a cold or angry or dismissive response? Well, now you're more hurt than you were before you even went to him.
Right.
But that is the part of the forgiveness process, and I use this illustration, or I keep mentioning a father, because my journey with my dad was my biggest issue of forgiveness in my life. My dad cheated on my mom, and that drove their divorce after 18 years of marriage. And it took God so many years of bringing me to a place of forgiveness for him. I had anger and bitterness and hatred and resentment. And all of that anger and bitterness toward him prevented, and he wasn't a Christian. Miraculously, he came to Christ 3 weeks before he died at the age of 90. But for his whole life, he was very hard-hearted toward the Lord. Mm-hmm. But my anger and bitterness and resentment toward him was preventing me from really having any kind of ministry to him, and he needed that ministry.
Mm. Well, I have to say that in reading your book, if I were just to look at your book or read your book just as a literary piece, the vehicle of your father's story propels the book all the way through. But as a child of God who prays for many people, it was such a story of victory, too. What a beautiful, beautiful story. But long. We need to be patient with God. God is patient, as you bring that out in the book. That's quite the story. For those people who are listening who are in the situation and say, you know what, I am willing. I'm willing to take a risk. I believe that Jesus has forgiven me more than I could ever forgive anyone else, and that I need to take a step even though it's scary. Can you give us just like one parting word or one parting piece of counsel of what we might do today or tomorrow?
Sure. Well, backing up to where we started, if you're feeling that the Lord is prompting you to take that risky step, just to remember that God loves your family. He puts your family together, and his power is available to bring healing and hope and reconciliation. If God can bring my dad to Christ, and God can heal my father's and my relationship, I know God can bring your family members to Christ and heal your family relationships as well. So I would say the action step, and I don't want this to come across as super spiritual, okay, but the first action step is prayer. You go to the Lord. Right when you're done listening to this podcast, go to the Lord, get on your knees, say, God, I know that you want peace and reconciliation in my family, and I want you to use me. Show me how I can take a baby step toward my daughter, toward my brother, toward my spouse. What would you have me do to take a step toward peace, to seek peace in this relationship? And with that heart and God's desire to heal those relationships in your family, he'll make clear the next step for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. I thank you for your book, and thank you for joining me here today on Inside Out.
Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
My guest has been Rob Reno, co-founder of Visionary Family Ministries and the author of numerous books, including Healing Family Relationships. Learn more about Visionary Family Ministries by going to visionaryfam.com. That's visionaryfamaltogether.com. I'm Martha Manikas-Foster with Inside Out on Family Life.